आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया फोर्सेस रिपल्स एंड गिव बिफिटिंग रिप्लाई टू मल्टीपल अटैक्स लॉन्च्ड बाय पाकिस्तान यूजिंग ड्रोन्स एंड अदर म्यूनिशंस अलोंग द एंटायर वेस्टर्न बॉर्डर लास्ट नाइट। India intercepts and blocks 8 Pakistani missiles aimed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and Arania of Jammu and Kashmir. BSF foils major infiltration bid along international border in Samba district. Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports closed. US President Donald Trump announces a breakthrough trade deal with United Kingdom. American prelate Robert Prevost elected new pope. And IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals in Dharamshala called off midway as precautionary measure. Indian armed forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and other munitions last night. Pakistan troops also resorted to numerous ceasefire violations along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army asserted that it remains committed to safeguarding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the nation. It said that all nefarious designs will be responded with force. According to the headquarters' integrated defense staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized the attack and no loss of life has been reported. We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra about the Pakistani firing.
Firstly, I compliment the Indian Armed Forces and the countrymen for the conduct of the most successful operation in the last 24 hours. As you are aware, that the Pakistan Armed Forces struck on a broad front all along the line of control and the international border, covering Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Rajasthan and Gujarat. Multi-pronged attack together on our airfields, military installations, civilian areas by drones, aircrafts and missiles. Indian Armed Forces repelled their strike effectively using air defense systems, and there is no loss of life or equipment reported as yet. The debris of the misfired missiles are being examined and will be shown to the public. Post that, Indian Armed Forces did counter strikes on major cities of Pakistan to include Lahore and Islamabad. Let me also say that Pakistan is spreading misinformation by information campaign and fake narrative. May I request all citizens of India follow trusted sources of information to include Press Information Bureau.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and Arania of Jammu and Kashmir. The sources added that the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. They said Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. The Defense Ministry rejected the reports claiming a suicide attack by terrorists at Pathankot and Rajouri. Meanwhile, Border Security Force also foiled a major infiltration attempt at international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir Samba district last night. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, armed forces have thwarted multiple attempts by Pakistan to target some locations, including in Pathankot, Jalandhar, Amritsar and Bhatinda last night. Now we go over live to our Jalandhar correspondent Rajesh Bali for the latest update on firing from Pakistan. Rajesh, what is the latest update you have for our listeners?
Well, Sunil, I must tell all that Punjab is safe. Attempts were made yesterday night by the Pakistan, and that was all attempts were diffused by our Indian Army and Armed Forces systems. And those areas like Pathankot, Jalandhar, and Amritsar, Gurdaspur, there were attempts were made, but everything is safe. Airports are safe. And you know that we share a 500 plus kilometer border with Pakistan. So the BSF is on alert. Punjab police is on alert. Health system is on alert, and yes, those schools and colleges and institutions are closed for now till further orders, but everything is safe here. This is all from our side.
Thank you, Rajesh, for that update. Amid escalating tensions, Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Director Generals of Border Security Force to take stock of the border situation. He also spoke with the Director Generals of CISF regarding airport security. Meanwhile, in a special joint briefing yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit. He also stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd of April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it.
Our intention has not been to escalate matters. We are only responding to the original escalation, as I said, and our response has been targeted, precise, controlled and measured. No military targets have been selected. Only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
During the briefing, Colonel Sofia Qureshi said Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday and air defense system at Lahore was neutralized.
In hamlon ko integrated counter UAS grid aur vayu raksha pranaliyon dwara nishkriya kar diya gaya. In hamlon ka malba kai sthanon se baramad hua jo ki Pakistani hamlon ka praman hai.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh reiterated India's commitment to non-escalation on the only condition that Pakistan respects it.
Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy calibre artilleries in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to the Pakistani firing. Here too, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistan military.
The Rajasthan government has initiated a series of measures amid tensions at Indo-Pak border following Pakistan's attempted attack at different locations in the state. These include blackout in border districts, suspension of leaves for government employees, and closure of schools. More from our correspondent.
District administrations in Barmer, Jaisalmer, Bikaner, Jodhpur, Phalodi and Sri Ganganagar have enforced a nightly blackout from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. effective until further notice. Residents have been instructed to remain indoors, switch off lights and refrain from any outdoor movements during the blackout period. SDRF teams have also been deployed in border areas to deal with any emergency situation. Meanwhile, the Home Department has issued comprehensive emergency response guidelines to all districts to ensure coordinated preparedness and public safety. With inputs from Jitendra Divedi from Jaipur, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A high-level meeting was held at State Emergency Operations Centre in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, to review the current situation along the international border. Minister of State for Home, Harsh Sanghvi, held a telephonic meeting with district collectors of Kutch, Patan and Banaskantha to assess security measures. As a precautionary measure, 6 airports in the state, including Bhuj and Rajkot, have been temporarily closed to civilian traffic. Additionally, the state government has imposed restrictions on fishing activities in designated sea areas near Narayan Sarovar, Jakhau and Lakhpat fish landing centres in Kutch district. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In view of the recent aggression from the Pakistan side, authorities have ordered the closure of airports in Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana. Earlier, flight operations had already been suspended at several key airports across Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh as a precautionary measure to ensure civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. After India's retaliatory strikes, a seemingly nervous Pakistan has resorted to spreading fake news and misinformation in digital space. It is fabricating stories of miraculous military victories which reflect Islamabad's deliberate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
Desperate Pakistan has shared a video claiming drone attack in Jalandhar on social media, which is an unrelated video of a farm fire. Laughably, it is also surfacing a video of an explosive attack that took place in Lebanon in 2020. This is an attempt to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India in retaliation. One more false claim is related to Ambala Air Base is surfacing online, where Islamabad notoriously claimed that the Indian military used Ambala Air Base to attack Amritsar and its own citizens. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has announced a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom yesterday, calling it the first of many. The deal includes reduced import taxes on select British cars and tariff-free imports of some steel and aluminium, though a 10% tariff on most UK goods remains in place. President Trump described the agreement as a significant step in strengthening US-UK relations, with the final details still being worked out.
This morning, I'm thrilled to announce that we have reached a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom. Incredible country. Today is a victory day for World War II. We won the war together exactly 80 years ago, so there could be no more perfect morning to reach this historic agreement. But it's really, in particular, the agreement with one of our closest and most cherished allies. And we're so happy that that's the way it worked out. I want to thank Prime Minister Starmer and his very talented team for their outstanding work and partnership.
American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church. He will take the pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. Moving on to the world of sports, the IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala was called off last evening as a precautionary measure. We have more from our sports desk.
Punjab Kings were 122 for 1 in 10.1 overs when stadium's floodlights were turned off. A total of 3 light towers at the stadium went off, forcing a stoppage in play and then subsequently forcing the players off the field. Moreover, the match between Punjab Kings and Mumbai Indians, originally scheduled to be played in Dharamshala on Sunday afternoon, has been relocated to the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Meanwhile, today, host Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru from 7:30 p.m. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Unnati Hooda have advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's and women's singles events at the Taipei Open yesterday. Ranked 44th in the world, Ayush Shetty defeated senior compatriot Kidambi Srikant, while 17-year-old Unnati Hooda triumphed over Chinese Taipei's Lin Si-yun. At the World Squash Championships starting today in Chicago, USA, teenage squash player Anahat Singh will lead India's campaign. In the Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra has maintained its top position in the medal tally with 55 medals, including 21 gold and 18 silver. With 11 gold, Rajasthan is at second position, followed by Karnataka with 10 gold. On the sixth day of the games today, several medals will be decided in basketball, shooting, rugby and kho-kho. With inputs from Bimal and Dharmendra, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The top headline in the Asian Age reads, Pakistan fires drones, missiles at Jammu, many other Indian cities, escalating crisis. India hits back after intercepting Pak strikes, headlines The Hindu. Conflict widens, India targets Lahore, Pindi, Karachi after foiling multiple Pak attacks is the Times of India headline. Blackouts were imposed in 15 cities from Srinagar to Chandigarh to Bhuj as Indian armed forces began a counter-offensive Thursday night after Pakistani drones and missiles attempted to hit Indian cities, writes the Indian Express. India neutralized one of its most wanted terrorists, Abdul Rauf Azhar, mastermind of Kandahar hijacking, in Operation Sindoor, reports the Pioneer. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has informed an all-party meet that at least 100 terrorists have been killed in Operation Sindoor, writes the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India forces repulse and give befitting reply to multiple attacks launched by Pakistan using drones and other munitions along the entire western border last night. India intercepts and blocks 8 Pakistani missiles aimed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and Arania of Jammu and Kashmir. BSF foils major infiltration bid along international border in Samba district. Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports closed. US President Donald Trump announces a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom. American prelate Robert Prevost elected new pope. And IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals in Dharamshala called off midway as precautionary measure. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.